If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Seamus Toomey joins us now for our extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. And we have a word about the Michigan Avenue folks positioning themselves to get some curb improvements. Tell us about it, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, they're looking to just improve the curbs along Michigan Avenue, but also draw in some more stores up and down the stretch of North Michigan Avenue. It's at about a 27% vacancy rate, which is slightly better than it was a couple years ago when it was really hurting during the pandemic, but they're trying to fill a lot of those vacant spots. So the Michigan Magnificent Mile Association is coming up with some grant money, about $300,000 to help negotiate leases, get people that maybe couldn't afford a Mag Mile lease and get them some discounts on it. And what really the thing they're trying to replicate is they brought in with a similar program this place called Colores Mexicanos in 2021. It's a artisan Mexican gift shop, and it was supposed to be there. They're hoping, you know, for a little bit, but the place has really taken off and gotten extremely popular. It's really a destination now. If you haven't been on the Mag Mile, it's a very cool store. It's very colorful. So they popped up in 2021, and they've been able to make it last. They've been growing. So that's sort of the gold standard right now. If they could bring small mom-and-pop businesses to join some of the high-end retailers and some of the chain stores that really dominate the Mag Mile now. So be interesting to see. You walk up and down and you do see those vacant storefronts, and it looks quite a bit different than when I was growing up, when everything was bustling much more.
Yeah, you go into a water tower place, and it's not good. Lots of vacancies, and I'm wondering if anybody has taken and run with this idea that we've talked about, various aldermen have talked about, trying to get more, and not this time of year necessarily, but when the weather gets nice, trying to get some street scenes going, you know, with cafes, and so all the restaurants aren't in the buildings. You get folks out on the sidewalk. Have you heard anything more about that?
Yeah, you know, they did pushes like this in spots other than the Mag Mile. On Clark Street, I know, had a lot of success, particularly right after the pandemic started to slow down a little bit, where they would shut down the street and put restaurants out there. Haven't heard a lot of effort for Michigan Avenue. Obviously, a lot more car traffic, and the sidewalks are pretty bustling too, but I'm with you. You know, you go to other cities, particularly in Europe, yep, where it's much more vibrant when people are outside on the patios, and you see what they're eating, and you want to go in and have some of that, or have a drink. So I'm with you. I would fully support it if we want to get behind this.
Yeah, exactly. On the south side, there's some news about the Damon Silos at 2860 South Damon. For people not familiar with these things, fill us in, Seamus.
The Damon Silos are, I would say, they're most recognizable when you're on the Stevenson Expressway. They're right at about Damon. If you look over to the north side, there are these just enormous silos. They look like they're something you would see downstate, you know, frankly. They're a relic of the past, old grain silos that stand, you know, 100 feet tall at some points. They've been there for 120 years or so, and they've been vacant for a long time now. They Hollywood likes to use these as backdrops for apocalyptic movies. I think the Transformers were shot there, and they're popular among those urban adventurers that like to break into places. But they're currently owned by the state, and then it's trying to sell it, knock it down, and redevelop that whole area. But there is a group of people that are trying to save them desperately. They just had a meeting last night about trying to preserve the historic integrity of them. I think they're a little bit worried about the river right there, what would happen with the site remediation and the pollution. But Preservation Chicago is helping to lead the charge to save these, and they really just don't want to see a piece of Chicago history get knocked down. They are a really interesting place. I've never snuck inside them, but I've seen photos, and it's one of those places where people have been tagging and graffitiing the inside of it, so it's almost like an art gallery in there by now.
Well, if you go in there, take a tape recorder with you, or record something on your phone, and then we'll play it back here. And finally, we have, we can call it an animal story, at least more bird-watching stories.
More bird-watching stories. We talked last week about the bald eagle being spotted on the north branch of the Chicago River, which was a real good sign for all the restoration they've done up and down the river, including this place called Horner Park, which is on Irving Park and the north branch of the Chicago River. That's where our friend the bald eagle's living. But now there's a new push. They want to try to get ospreys to start mating and nesting there. So they're hoping to build some osprey perches, which are basically telephone poles with a flat top, a very large flat top on them, that get them away from the raccoons and other predators, so their eggs can survive. Anyone that's been to Florida has probably seen these all over the place, and they're very cool, especially when you can spot a nest up there. But they encourage these giant ospreys, which like to eat fish out of the Chicago River, and they were nearly extinct a while back, but they're making a comeback. There are some out in the northwest side woods where they've got some of these nests. So be interesting thing to see, just another thing to look at as you're walking around the Irving Park neighborhood or so, and maybe you get some ospreys swooping down and eating fish out of the Chicago River. Doesn't that sound good?
Ospreys, bald eagles, it's become wild kingdom around here, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Just more friends for us to admire. It's and they're really are beautiful birds. Just fun to see just new Chicagoans moving in.
There you go, Seamus Toomey. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.